Hello, welcome back to Black Hole Sun Podcast. This is your host, Moss. As you can see, this is going to be a quick episode about Britney Spears. I did, I believe, two other episodes in regards to her conservatorship, explaining different things. The first one was just explaining the conservatorship after I watched the Britney Spears documentary about it. And then the second one was all the kind of rumbling movement that happened from the Britney Spears Free Britney movement. So yesterday, Friday, the 12th, it was officially announced that Britney Spears finally won the battle to end her conservatorship that was put on her in 2007. So she's officially freed of the conservatorship. And yeah, it was a great day. There was a lot of celebration apparently in Los Angeles and around the world. A lot of celebrities really endorsed it. It was great. She herself congratulated fans because a lot of the movement was started by fans to free her from this just ugly conservatorship. If you don't know why she got into the conservatorship, and around 2007... And this is why this documentary, the one that was made and it was on Hulu by the New York Times, was really important because it really gave a breakdown of what happened. In 2007, she was like a paparazzi darling, not in a good way. She was being hounded and just harassed by paparazzi and other forms of media like TMZ and Perez Hilton, which is disgusting. She was going through some sort of custody battle with her soon-to-be ex-husband, Kevin Federline. She has two sons with him. And there was a lot going on. She was going through a lot of things. And it was documented, her breakdown and everything she did. That was the infamous shaving of her head and her beating a paparazzi with an umbrella. And she didn't beat the paparazzi, but she like tried to make a dent in his car. But he was even interviewed in the documentary, and he was just such a slime ball. He was just like, seriously, like, he didn't make himself look good, let's just say. For anybody who's listening to this right now and kind of is still curious about what happened in the past, I would say go to Hulu. I believe Netflix also has a documentary, but Hulu's documentary by the New York Times, I believe it's the New York Times, was really informative. It was framing Britney. It was super. It explained everything. And a conservatorship, if no one knows what that is when for some reason the individual cannot perform certain duties, is not of sound mind and body, and someone in their family or someone trusted takes over their estate. So Britney's been in this for 13 years. But what was very strange and very kind of sad was, even though they were saying that she wasn't of sound body and mind, she kept working on and on. And nobody knew. I mean, 13 years to not have your freedom. She wasn't allowed to drive. She wasn't allowed to be with her boys that often. She wasn't allowed to do, like, have a normal life and say, you know, today I'm not going to do this. She was working all the time. She had testified a couple months ago saying that it was slavery and, like, all the things they were doing to her. Her mom, at first we were all angry at her dad because he was in charge of it. But apparently her mom was like the brains behind it and thought that it was a good idea to put her in this conservatorship. So, yeah, it's really messy. But finally she's free and she's allowed to do whatever she wants. Which is, it's kind of crazy because it's November and her birthday's in December and she's turning 40 this year. So it's like right on time. But I feel really terrible for her because she's lost out in all those years to do her own thing. I mean, you know, having such a luxurious life and doing so many things, but still not being able to do what she truly wanted, it's just unfortunate and sad. I'm going to take a little break And when we come back, I will continue this. I want to talk about what Britney's future is going to look like and what I think she's going to do next. And we're back. I was really debating about making this podcast, but I had already done two parts to this. I wanted to do this final part where we talk about her freedom, and talk about what a really great day it is for her as a person to finally be able to do whatever she wants. Like I said, before we took a break, I want to talk about what she's going to do next. I think that I'm just going to be blunt about it. I think she's going to quit the industry, take her money, sue her family, obviously. Sue her family for all their, for everything. And take her money and go marry this guy, Sam, and have some babies and live a normal life somewhere. Like, she has enough money where she can just go to the middle of nowhere and just live a quiet and peaceful life, you know? And I think that's what she wants. I think she wants that. I think she wants to be out of the limelight. She's been in the limelight since she was like, I don't know, like 14. I think she's ready. I mean, what I saw and what I heard, she worked so hard during this conservatorship that I think she's going to take a really long break. Do I think she'll come back? Maybe, you know, and that's on her. And if she never comes back, I totally understand 110% because of having to work so hard these last, well, 13 years, like working and not being able to say no because she was going to suffer consequences. I totally understand. I totally understand that she never comes back. I totally understand that she doesn't perform again. Do I think that maybe she'll write songs or do something behind the scenes? Yeah, totally. I think that she's still a creative person, still wants to do fun stuff. But I think that she should take some time off for herself, like take a year or two away from the spotlight and travel and do whatever the heck she wants to do, because now she's free. And like I said, right before her 40th birthday, I hope she has a big bash. And I hope she sues the pants off her family, because this is terrible. Her family did this to her and they all benefited from it, you know? They did this conservatorship and they all got her the money. Even the sister. The sister made money off of her. And it's just, it's disgusting. It's really disgusting. And we really need to, a couple of things. We really need to reevaluate conservatorships like this, because it's just, it's kind of gross. And also, it was made possible because she had a meltdown because she was being harassed so much by the paparazzi and the tabloids. So we're not in that kind of circumstances anymore. But back in the day, these girls were like, I don't know, the paparazzi and tabloids were like vultures, and these girls were just prey. So it's really disgusting what happened. And I don't know who needs to be reprimanded or who needs to pay for this, but somebody needs to be made the example, because this is, it's just crazy. It's crazy how this turned out to be so ugly and so terrible, and how it wasn't her fault. It wasn't Britney's fault, but because she had so much stress and so much going on, the people took advantage of it and said, hey, she had a nervous breakdown, let's just give her a concern. Like, also, how does this even happen? Like, people have nervous breakdowns all the time, but you know, you don't see people taking over their lives for 13 years. So I'm very happy for Britney. I can't wait to see what she's going to do next. And like I said, if she decides to just take a year or two or a decade just to just disappear and do whatever she wants, I think we would all be okay with that, because she deserves it at this point. So yay, let me know what you think, how you feel about it, if you've been keeping up with this. Let me know in your comments, messages, you know. What do you think she's going to do next? Is she still going to keep performing? Or do you agree with me that she's going to probably disappear and do nothing? Or, you know? Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you later. Take care.